Is there any tricks or secrets to getting off the field on third down?
Well, we got to win our one-on-one matchups. You saw a lot of times we have great pressure and then something slips out or whatever. And any tricks? No, that's when you got to focus. You got to do your job. You got to win your one-on-ones. We mix coverages effectively in that game. But I will say one thing. We need to create longer third downs. We have a lot of short, especially in that game. And then when we do get the shorts, we got to do our job. We've been this season pretty darn good in the red zone when our backs are backed up. A couple things we can fix and have fixed from the last game. But we need to make that translate into short yardage and get more knockback and then play with our eyes through our coverage. Cover guys need to have their eyes on their coverage. Front guys need to knock the offense back. So one thing we need to do is create longer third downs. The next thing we need to do is do that formula right there, which we do in other phases. So that's what we need to focus on and have been today at practice especially.
Can you talk about what it will be like facing former Raider Carson Palmer?
Well, I really like Carson. He's a great person. But really, the guys on this defense, there's only two that were even here when Carson was in the building. Miles and B. Ross a little bit and Chim, that's it. So he wasn't here with this group of players. So it's like any other game. He's a good quarterback with a strong arm. So we need to make sure we play top-down coverage, and we need to make sure we find ways to affect him in the pocket.
What did you see from his last game? He's coming off of a shoulder injury.
He played well. He threw it to the open guy for the most part and, didn't throw the ball to the defense, kept it away from him and ran a functional game, moved the ball and didn't make any major mistakes.
How much of the Chargers game defensively was mistakes on defense, and how much of it was facing a quarterback who's like at the absolute top of the game? I mean, one of the top three or four guys in the game.
I think he made some plays. What I liked is most of that game, we're challenging, we're running, we're hitting. If we're challenging and running and hitting and swarming and playing with passion, a lot of that will start to clean itself up. There was more of that going on. So that was improvement. Where we weren't quite as good is in areas where we have been good. There's a couple red zone things, the second drive, the third drive of their touchdowns, that those are plays that we've practiced and done a lot, and we need to play those plays better, holding the field goals in a game like that. If you can hold that offense to a field goal a couple more times, that would have done it, because that's what an NFL game is when you're playing at that high level as they go back and forth. So he made some plays, but our challenge was better this week and going forward. We need to challenge the ball. We need to play. We need to stop the run on first down, and we need to play top-down pass coverage. And by saying that, what happened in the last game, we won a lot of those vertical balls. We lost a couple. We need to make sure we keep winning more of those, because you can rally to anything else. So a little bit of both, but he made some plays. But our improvement was in we're there. Now we need to learn how to finish.
Seems like Woodley was a stand-up edge rusher quite a bit. Is there more of a emphasis of him doing that?
No, he's being used the same way. Just okay. we allow our edge players, we want their best get off, okay. And we want their best use of hands, and we want their best ability to dig out runs and set edges. So with Khalil and Woodley, they'll play up at times, because they feel comfortable in those stances. So we'll use those stances, and the players will use their stances as an advantage for them. So he's been standing up when he can, because that's where he feels comfortable.
Does he have the discretion to do that, or does the defense dictate to him what he does?
In certain defenses, he'll be down, and in certain defenses, he'll be up. But most of the time, So in other words, it depends on the formation and what the call is. So he can be, a lot of times when it's just a tackle, he can be up, because that's where he feels his best get-off is, and we do too.
Speaking of Woodley and Tuck, how do you get more production out of those two guys?
Well, one, they got to win their one-on-ones, period. They've I mean, you can see it across the board. We got to win our one-on-ones. Both of them have put in good effort, and they're professional, and they're work, and they're trying to keep themselves healthy, and that's good. But the biggest thing is you get one-on-one blocks, that's your job. You got to win. We can create them, and then it's working together. But I know you heard it from Coach Tony, too. The biggest thing for us is there's one-on-ones out there. We're winning some. We got to win more at all positions. That's what has to happen. You strive to create those, and you got to win them.
As far as their comfort with the defense, that's fine. It's just a matter of beating guys that they're up against, pretty much.
Yep. Shortest answer ever.
You made them work pretty hard to gain yards on the ground for the better part of the game. Then the last drive, they were able to just pretty much gash right up the middle. Was that, did that, that have had much to do with being on the field for 37 minutes, or was it?
The first one, they ran back-to-back same runs. The first one, they got some yards. We missed a tackle at 5 yards. The next one, we missed a tackle in the backfield. We bubbled him in the backfield. We got to get more guys to the ball like we did earlier in the game. The third one down in the red zone was the same play we had just stuffed, and they were able to push us. So that's a point of emphasis. We haven't been pushed in the red zone all year. That's one of the things that I was talking about. We play strong in there. So that's been an emphasis, both with the players and coaches, because that hasn't happened to us. We need to correct those. But we made major improvements in that run game. If you look at the very first play of the game, Miles took the guard, threw him on the ground, and made the tackle. And we are using our hands, and we're shedding. It's an attitude. Defense is that focus. Okay, and when you get your one-on-one blocker, when you're supposed to be in the right spot, you got to do it hard and physical and make the play. So there's a lot of improvement there. And that's good. That's, you don't ever want to learn in the football league. You want to finish the dang thing off, because that's our job and that's what we need to do. And we're full on preparing for that this week, finishing that thing off. So that's been the focus. Let's say that. That's been the focus. Don't let go of the rope. We should pull that rope. Keep pulling on it, no matter what. It's our job. 60 minutes isn't that long, you know. Whatever the time of possession is, that's our job. We want to make it easier, create more longer third downs. When you're one-on-ones, then you're not on the field as much. Okay? And when the ball is tipped up in the air, we got to get it. It's our turn. It's our time to get some tips.
I'm sure that part of it is just the offensive schemes that you've been facing, but how it seems like you guys have been spread out a lot and teams have been in shotgun, like whether they're running or passing. How are you guys doing in those?
It's improved.
Okay.
Like I said, last week, from Miami halftime on, has improved. Okay, this is another team that's going to spread you to run and throw, but this team also will get big to run. So they do a good job with their personnel groups and knowing who they are. And we're improving in knowing who our identity is. We've had flashes of our identity in the last 3 weeks. Okay, and again, the first 4 weeks are buried. So you started to see some of our identity in that football game. And now it's a matter of, I'm going to use the phrase again because I like it, don't let go of that rope. You just keep pulling that thing. And you just keep hitting and fitting the right gaps. And that's how you play good defense, is fit the right gaps, get off of blocks, and keep hitting people. And when we learn how to do that all the way through consistently, and we're on our way to do that.
Tony mentioned you guys cut back in the playbook, both offense and defense. Do you think that helped at all this past game?
Yeah, I think with where we were with our personnel, like we said, we buried the other week. And having said that, where we were with our personnel was we were able to use things to still affect the offense, but things that our players, the linebacker position we talked about last week, were getting more and more comfortable with. I think Miles Burris stepped up. It was nice to have C.O. Moore back. I think our defensive backs did a good job of using our look. We revised a little bit of our communication system. That was good because they're an on-the-ball offense. That'll help us going forward against non-on-the-ball offenses. This offense this week doesn't function quite as fast. It can, but not quite as fast as the last offense. So our new communication system, it's not really new, it's just refining it, has helped us. So those things were definite improvements.
Thank you.
Stacy McGee was a guy you guys were pretty high on last year. What's held him back so far this year?
Well, again, Tony can tell you about the injuries, but Stacy's had that hand, and you hear it from me all the time, use your hands. It's hard to use one hand in this game, and he's fought because Stacy's tough, and we love his toughness, but Stacy's got to continue to improve technique-wise, as most second-year players do. His technique is all over the place at times, and so as you're looking through Stacy's plays, you can find some good, and then you can find some where it's like, come on, Stacy, you've knocked that guy back before. You know, why is that not perfect? Well, you're seeing a little bit of that inconsistency. He improved a little bit this week. We need to see a little bit more, but he's gaining his health, so we want to see both hands being used.
Is the hand still a factor? Still bugging him?
It doesn't look like it this week in practice. So I think he's. I don't think that's a reason now. I think it's time to. It'd be good to see him get off some blocks, make some plays.
Two good days in a row for DJ.
DJ's been working. Yeah, it's good to see him out there. He's been working. He's been moving around and getting back on that football shape is different. Mm-hmm. It's different. You can run all you want, but until you're running in pads around with big guys running around you and laying on you and moving around, it's a different type of conditioning. So he's had two good days.